With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast, a nice early morning edition, not one that we do too often. And it's myself and Paddy, but we're also joined by a little guest that's over here that's too shy to come on camera. So if you hear anybody googling and gagging or maybe hitting things off a table, I don't have a hostage situation going on here in my room. I just have a 7-month-old child that is trying to figure out. She's going to be my producer in the next month if she keeps coming into all these podcasts. Least she'll be able to know how to work all the systems and things like that. And just speaking about our systems, guys, as well, just seem to be having some small issues. So if there's any lag or anything like this on our side, please let us know, because we'd love to be able to get it fixed. I've seen it in a couple of our videos, and I don't want you guys to lose faith in the quality of the videos. If you tell us, we'll try and get it fixed as best we can. But we want to be able to put out the best product we absolutely can for you guys. So we're here to talk about City. Last game of the season, Paddy. Long coming around, does it? Like it's.
Well, we spoke the other night about being. We were podcast out the other night. We've done so many of them, but it did come around very quickly in the end. Disappointed that I won't be there, first and foremost. But looking forward to watching it and being part of the eventual outcome of the Premier League for once. I don't think since 1992 we've been this close, or 1993, whatever it was, that we've been this close to being a part of it.
As you can see, everybody, Paddy, or everybody behind Paddy, Paddy's been entrusted with the Premier League trophy because we couldn't take the chance that either City or Liverpool were going to come and steal it at the FA headquarters or from St. George's Park or wherever it was. So we've given it to Paddy for safekeeping in an undisclosed location, and in his bunker here in Ireland, he has the trophy. So it's all up for grabs now, but we're going to have a massive say in it come tomorrow.
I think the interesting thing today, Neil, is the choice of colours of ribbon that's on the trophy today.
Is that
what's going to go on the trophy tomorrow? Are we going to have a helicopter Sunday where the trophy is going whatever it is, the 40 miles down the road between Anfield and the City of Manchester Stadium? So we'll find out soon enough.
exactly. But yeah, as you can see, you've pinned your colours to your trophy there. So that means, Paddy, I suppose, really, that when we're going to be talking to you later on, that you've actually pinned your colours to the mast. And spoiler alert, I think we know what Paddy is hoping for tomorrow.
We know what we're hoping for. You know, we always want Aston Villa to win.
Exactly.
But will it actually happen is another story. But, you know, as we always say, it's the hope that kills you. And I'm hoping that we can do it tomorrow. I don't believe we can, but I'm hoping that we will. It'd just be nice to be in that position where people are looking at us for once and not looking at the greedy six.
Exactly. As Dean says, they're blind faith for you guys. Yeah, I think so. Well, you never know. Look, that's the reason that they play it on, like, that's the reason they play it on grass, isn't it? That City should beat us comfortably on paper based on our, on all of our results and based on our history against the top five and the top six. But Paddy, you shared something with me beforehand about Newcastle's results against the top five and the top six this season. And it was last win. So, like, it took them until the last opportunity against Arsenal. And I know Arsenal are a different proposition to Man City, but it took them until their last effort against a top five team or top six team to beat them. So hopefully we would be able to maybe play a Burnley on it, even if we get a draw. Remember, guys, we just have to stop City from beating us. And then Liverpool have to do their job at the other end and beat Wolves, I think it is.
To be quite honest with you, I'm not worried about what Liverpool do once we do our job. It's all about Aston Villa. Nothing else matters. But I'll be honest with you, I will be a small bit pissed off if we go out and play the game of our lives tomorrow and beat Man City and Liverpool win the league. Just because we've been a little bit meh for the last few months and to be saving ourselves for tomorrow would actually annoy me.
Do you know what, Paddy? I absolutely agree with you there. And you stole my thunder because that was going to be my hot take from it as well. I'd be a bit pissed off in our own Aston Villa bubble. Let's just say we go out there and we defend like our lives depend on it and everything goes our way and we have like the standout performance of the season. And last time we played Man City, remember, we could have drawn that game only for Kenny Chukwuemeka forcing a brilliant save from Ederson. You know, that falls to Coutinho, that falls to Buendia. You know, it might be a different proposition and we could have been at a... Yeah, I know, you're dead right. She remembers it very, very well here beside
me. She said, or Danny Ings, is that what she said?
She said not Danny Ings, I think.
So Hampton, Danny Ings.
Exactly. But, so, you know, if we do go out and give that tour de force tomorrow, that maybe we the fans deserve. I'm with you too on that one. I'd be a bit disappointed in it from the fact that why didn't we do it last week? Why didn't we do it against Crystal Palace? Why didn't we do it against Leicester? You know, in teams that we should have been as up for, as opposed to doing it against teams when we're like in the David Goliath situation. You know, so that's not that's something to keep an eye on. And we try and get this suitor back in the mouth. So that's...
Speaking of David and Goliath, our very own Goliath, Mr. Emi Martinez, is going to be a very busy man tomorrow. And I think a lot will hinge on his performance and how we set out the back four. So hoping that we could at least pull a draw out of it and just round off the season on a really, really, really big high, regardless of what happens at Liverpool. But it would be nice to get something out of it. I'm not expecting us to play him off the park, but if we do, as I said, I would be majorly pissed off and questions would need to be answered to why this wasn't done earlier in the season.
Exactly. Noel says here, and this is definitely one for our Irish listeners and Irish watchers. Noel says that Leitrim beat Galway on Friday to kick off the weekend of crazy results. Now, if I used to put that in perspective, that's probably like Havanton Waterlooville beating West Ham in the FA Cup. That's what that's like when Leitrim beat Galway. Leitrim have a population of about 8 people. And I think of those 8 people, maybe there's one under the age of 18. And then they go in, they beat Galway in the football in Ireland here. So Leitrim got its first set of traffic lights, I think, in like 2006. So that'll tell you. But less of the Leitrim bash in here. And back on to matters Birmingham and Manchester for tomorrow. But Paddy, you know, I suppose one of the things that kind of works in, or that you could have said would have worked in our favour for this game tomorrow was that potentially they would have had people out. Ruben Diaz is out, John Stones doubtful, Kyle Walker is doubtful, but you just know they're going to be fit for tomorrow, bar Ruben Diaz, and that's a galling point because. You show me, I could nearly, if I had time to go back through them, I could tell you 10 games whereby X player who was really, really highly thought of in that club was out for 3 or 4 weeks prior and came back against Aston Villa. You know, it's just our damn luck that something like that would happen.
Well, look, that's always been the way. We always seem to play teams when they're on a new manager bounce or something like that, or they've just signed a world-class striker and he's going to bang in the goals.
Yeah.
It's just the Aston Villa way. And look, it's down to Gerrard to change this in the summer and bring in the new bodies that we can be competing at that level and not be the laughing guys that people say, oh, sure, it's only Aston Villa. It's funny to be involved in situations like tomorrow and indeed Thursday night when you're affecting people going up and staying up and going down. So a lot of interest from Leeds, Burnley, Everton, and then again tomorrow from Man City and Liverpool. So if nothing else, it puts us on the map. The whole world is going to be watching. Everyone is going to know that Steven Gerrard, in far-flung corners of the world, Steven Gerrard is going to be the manager of Aston Villa. And a lot of people would have seen that for the first time. So hopefully we'll gain a few fans. Unfortunately, we're not wearing claret and blue because I think that might have caught the eye of a lot of people and we might have gained some fans across the world.
Yeah, and the sad thing about it is Man City, you know, next year will be wearing claret and blue as well, which, like, what's that all about? The claret trim? I know it's to do with Colin Bell, but... it's a bit strange. Like, I wonder what was written into Mr. Grealish's contract when he signed it.
Well, they've had a history over the last few years of incorporating claret. There was even a claret trim on their sleeves at one stage there a couple of years ago on the blue sleeves. So my family are all Aston Villa fans, as you know, and they tried to tell me that there's some...
You're all City fans.
What did I say? Sheep.
You said Aston Villa fans. You're the only black sheep.
Well, sorry, my family in my house are all Aston Villa fans.
All right.
My family that don't live inside the house are all Man City fans, with the exception of my mother. But the Man City fans tell me that there's some connection there with that colour, and that's why it's been incorporated again this year. But as I said, it's a pity. Being the week that's in it, we're heading into the week of Rotterdam Day. I would have loved to see us wearing that white jersey. But maybe it's an economics exercise that we've got hundreds of thousands of these blue jerseys sitting in Fanatics waiting to be shipped out. So if we get a bounce tomorrow or a result, you'll find that everybody will be buying this jersey to remember an epic day, boy.
My idea behind it is it's the world's greatest double bluff. We know we don't get results in that blue jersey. It is a cursed jersey. I don't think we've got a result in it at all. And this is the double bluff, because with all the analytics that go into football in this day and age, you can be guaranteed Man City know that we play putrid when we use that jersey. So they'll go out, they'll hamstring themselves, they'll think they've won before they go out, and before you know it, they'll be 4-0 down within the first 10 minutes, and John McGinn will have been booked for taking his shirt off and firing it into the stand at the city of Manchester Stadium, and a boy can dream, really, can't he?
When you think about the third shirt, we only usually wear it against Burnley and West Ham, who we normally have terrible results against anyway. But maybe they're bringing back the spirit of that day we stayed up against West Ham by wearing that green shirt, and everybody went out and bought that green shirt afterwards.
They did, yeah.
And we had Jack with the fingers in his ears. It's, you know, there's a lot of people would buy into that, so we'll just have to wait and see. But it's not the worst shirt we've ever had. I didn't buy it, but I might buy it after tomorrow if things go our way.
Yeah, I didn't buy it specifically because it's very blue.
Well, it's navy, isn't it? It's nearly navy and purple. It's a strange kind of color. It's, as you say, it's very blue, but it's not. It's as blue as the one we wore in 1996, which was a banger of a jersey. Yeah. Everybody bought it.
But that was kind of a slaty kind of color. With this blue, it's like the only reason the Birmingham don't have a shirt like that is because they can't afford royal blue, or because they think royal blue will be too expensive. That's the only reason that they don't have a shirt that color.
Yeah. Matt says he really want to beat Man City, but don't want Liverpool to win the quadruple. Liverpool fans will be insufferable. Well, here's something for you, Matt. We beat Man City tomorrow. We go out and hammer Man City, and Liverpool lose to Wolves. How would that be?
I think
Wolves think for me
are the
that
worst
was
team in the league at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Wolves and Southampton are if you need points, that's who you want to be playing. But for me, that's the ideal scenario because the Liverpool fans are saying to us, oh, do us a favour, do us a favour, do us a favour. Well, we did do you a favour and you fucked it up. So it's nothing got to do with us that you're not quadruple
champion. There's no way in the wide earthly world Liverpool aren't winning 3-0 tomorrow. I'm telling you that. There's no way in the wide earthly world. The mentality monsters, as they're called. There's no way in the world that they're not winning 3-0 tomorrow. I'm telling you. Like, Wolves are the epitome. Like, Wolves will all be out there in deck chairs, like, and it's a fact. Like, they've just been putrid the last couple of weeks. Been really bad. But look, and you know what? It's to their detriment because they could have snuck into Europa Conference place or maybe even Europa League place at the end of the year. But, you know, things didn't go their way. And, you can, like, the biggest thing, and I think one of the positives is kind of overlooked with Aston Villa at the moment is our goal difference is pretty good, but our goal difference is good. Yes, we've conceded a good few goals, but we've also scored a good few goals when you look at the teams around us. We scored more than Wolves. And I think the biggest thing to note there is that, yes, you get your defence down. And like Wolves, when your defence is playing really, really well, that can only hold out for so long. Exactly. I've got a fan over here of it. It can only hold out for so long because you need to be scoring goals at the other end because it's a fallacy that you're going to be able to defend brilliantly for the whole season. And yes, defences win leagues and goals win games. But, you know, that's the thing. You got to make hay while the sun shines that you have those games whereby you're holding teams to nil. But that isn't going to last forever because teams are going to cop on to what way you're playing.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Absolutely. And
now, hopefully,
we haven't even spoke about ourselves at this stage.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hopefully, we can park the bus tomorrow and have a great have our one great defensive performance that we're going to have of the season. Because even when we beat United, when Dino was here and Courtney House came up, we don't even have Courtney House to score a header today or tomorrow against Man City. But even when we beat United, you know, we didn't have to defend brilliantly that day. They were kind of abject enough, and we were drawing them onto us. Yes, we had to defend in the end and things like that. And obviously the penalty that went over from Fernandez. But it was one of those ones whereby we did what we needed to do and we got the goal at the other end. Against Man City, we're going to need to really bunker down and we're going to need to really, really, really defend. And I hope we can have that defensive performance because it would be a massive, massive, massive shot in the arm for this club going into, like, if people would be talking about us for the whole lot of the summer. If we were to hold up Man City tomorrow and do what a lot of people want us to do and be the fly in the ointment,
and it indirectly could have a bearing on our transfers and a lot of 100%. People sitting up and having a look at Aston Villa. So yeah, there's a lot at stake. There is a lot at stake, but grind out a victory, I think, is the only way we can see it. We're definitely not going to be turning on the style and going and hammering Man City by any stretch of the imagination, unless they get two players sent off in the first 5 minutes. But even then, I think we might struggle a little bit.
Paddy, do you think midfield is going to be very, very galvanised? Do you think Nakamba is going to be in there? Do you think he starts with Luis? What way do you think he goes with it?
I envisage he'll go with the two tens. He'll go with with Emi and Coutinho. He'll probably play Watkins up front on his own.
Tommy Coyne him again, running into the ground.
And then it'll be Nakamba, Luis and McGinn, I would imagine, as much as I'd like to see Ramsey in there, but that's how I see it working out for us. And then the back four picks itself with Chambers coming in for the injured Konsa. So That's all I can see happening. I just can't see it being any other way. But Gerard has a habit of throwing a spanner in the works when it comes to the team sheet tantrum, as we know, even from Thursday night.
Exactly. And like I think what you say makes sense, because I think it will be Luis and the Kamba dropping deep. I think McGinn will be in there. I probably think, Emi Buendia, I think, will play a small bit further back. I think maybe in the eighth position. Either Buendia or Coutinho, because when Coutinho came on against Burnley, he did drop back further.
That was the deepest I've ever seen him play.
And I think the reason for that, and I spoke about it with James Billingham and the review pod last night, and big fan of him playing deep here beside me as well. But thank you very much. But I think the reason that they played him deeper was so that he could carry the ball and have shots from outside the box. Because what was happening was, obviously, we're playing the ball into his feet in and around just the edge of that attacking third, and he's to get turned to have his shots. Whereas here, he was picking the ball up. He was able to run onto it from deeper. And, you know, Coutinho is one of the best long-range shooters in the world, or he has been historically, you know. So maybe that was something to try and get him on the ball, pepper the goals from outside there. And look, if he bangs one in at the weekend, I think it could be one of those iconic moments, regardless of whether we win or we lose. Let's just say he first goal goes to Aston Villa on the 34th minute and Coutinho absolutely wallops one in from 30 yards. It could be one of those Martin Tyler moments that he loves so much. But as I say, once again, all this is prefaced with a boy can dream, and we certainly can. And we've nothing to lose tomorrow when we go out in this game other than either the affections of some Man City fans or some Liverpool fans.
Exactly. So someone is going to be happy with us and someone is going to be pissed off at us tomorrow. And whatever that is, I'd like us to put in a performance to be proud of. I'm obviously, as I keep saying, I'm not expecting a win or anything like it. But I think if we put it up to them, I'd be happy enough.
Yeah, exactly. I think so too. Like, there isn't really much to talk about in the Man City side. Like, whoever they're bringing is going to be fantastic. I don't know if John Stones is going to be fit or not. If he isn't fit, I would imagine Fernandinho probably steps in there, or maybe Nathan Ake is ready. He steps back in there. Midfield is just going to be just, like, unbelievable as well. Anyway, De Bruyne, Rodri, Silva, I would imagine. And then you're going to have Foden, Sterling, and Jesus up front. Or Foden, Sterling, Mahrez, one or the other. Up front, and like, you know, no matter, like, if they've got one or two injuries tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Like, who they bring off the bench is just as good. I can imagine the worst case scenario for me would be something along the lines of City or 3-0 up, and they bring on somebody like Liam Delap, just to rub it in our faces. Paddy, Roy Delap's son should be playing for Ireland. But he won't be one of those. Grealish and Liam Delap on the same team. My God, give me strength. What could have been? What could have been?
What could have been for
a small country? But
And to be fair to Jack, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him tomorrow. I don't envisage, under any circumstances other than us being well behind, do we see Jack appear from the bench.
I think that's a fair point. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of pressure, let's say, if he was to pick Jack Grealish from the start. So I don't envisage we'd see him unless it's a swan song when the game is won.
I think he'll come off the bench all right, but I don't think he'll start. And I think narrative from everybody else is bigger than the narrative. Like, as I say, the media narrative in that one is bigger than that A narrative here. I think at the moment. But look, whoever starts for Man City is just going to be formidable. You know, you look at all of them. Dennis Noonan. Dennis is a Liverpool fan. Thanks for watching, Dennis. But 93 minutes, Coutinho. I swear you'll never see anything like this again. I could imagine what state you will be in later on Sunday evening, Dennis, if that was to happen and Liverpool were to lift the cup. You and many others that we'll be watching back.
And look, Neil, I'm going to nail my colours to the mast. I've put the red ribbons on the cup because that's what I want to happen. I have no love, despite the fact that I grew up with a graw for Man City and went to Main Road a number of times with my father. What they've done in the last 10 years, and just, you know, started with Gareth Barry, James Milner, Fabian Delph, Jack Grealish, take your pick. It's just, there's just nothing likable about the club. Absolutely nothing. I despise them. Absolutely despise everything they stand for. and it would give me nothing but pleasure to see them throw away the league against us tomorrow. And I hope to God my father and my sister and all my nephews are not watching this podcast.
Yeah, Christmas cards being burnt up and all. We're going to Paddy.
Yeah. On the other hand, that was all from my mother, who was a Liverpool fan, so she can take the glory tomorrow.
Good, you can see that's it. I always keep Mammy sweet. But also as well, you know, you have to go for Liverpool. Steve Staunton played for Liverpool, you know. He's your boy.
Exactly the other side of the coin. Look at all the players that Liverpool have given us. When Graeme Souness decided to ruin the club, he gave us some great players. Staunton, Houghton, Saunders.
And
now we're looking at, you know, we've got ex-players like Coutinho, Ings, Gerrard involved in our club.
Yeah.
So Liverpool, in my view, have given us more than Manchester City have, other than heartache. So we'll let bygones be bygones, and tomorrow I would love to see Liverpool do it.
Absolutely, I'm in agreement as well. I'm pinning my colours to the mast. I want Aston Villa to win. I want Liverpool to hold up their end of the bargain, and I want Liverpool to win. And I don't really care about the quadruple. Somebody's going to do the quadruple at some stage. I'd prefer for it to be a club that was had steeped in history like Liverpool, other than,
absolutely.
You know what comes next, don't you? You know what comes next.
And their last trophy of the quadruple is by no means a given, so it's a long way off.
Absolutely. Carlo Ancelotti, formerly of Everton, could he be the flying the ointment for Liverpool in the quadruple? I don't know. But look, we'll look after Sunday first. We're going to hopefully do our end of the bargain. And hopefully, as I say, everything else will pan out in the wash. But we are pro Aston Villa, I suppose it is. We've spoken an awful lot about how much you want Liverpool to win it, or we prefer Liverpool to win it. But we would also prefer Aston Villa to win against Man City. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah.
In everything else. Sweet camera, the greedish money. Are you on about the fake rumor about the 15 million if we lose?
Or maybe you're talking about the 100 million that they gave us for Grealish.
The 100 million for Grealish, yeah, absolutely. No, but there was a rumor going around that if we lose, we get 15 million because of the Grealish deal, but that was debunked pretty early. So just wasn't sure which side of the coin
was it actually debunked, though?
I think it was, yeah, it absolutely was, yeah. Because I've seen 15, 25, whatever. No, as far as I know, it was from a fake account, and people copped
that. As we said before, it's totally unethical. There's no way the league would have allowed that to be written into a contract anyway.
I suppose.
It's bordering on match fixing, if it is, if they put us against them in the last match of the season, then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because they knew they would have known what they were doing at that stage, for sure. But guys, we're going to be back again tomorrow. We're going to be back with the team sheet tantrum in association with the Villa View and Boohoo Man. We will be back at, it's 2 o'clock kicks for everywhere, isn't it? So we will be back. It's 4 o'clock kicks, isn't it?
4 o'clock, yeah.
4 o'clock kicks, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back at 2:50 for the last team sheet tantrum of the year. Tell everyone, we would love to have a big party tomorrow. A big party. We're the only guys doing the team sheet tantrum, and we'd love if everybody could join us. I know it's tough going, but you know, it's an away game. It would be great to have everybody in there and create a party atmosphere. We may have a guest on. We may have people coming from a party atmosphere on the team sheet tantrum tomorrow. They don't know about it yet because I haven't messaged them to ask them, but they might know about it when they wake up in about 2 or 3 hours' time to watch this podcast afterwards. But as I say, if you could join us, if you could throw it out, if anybody's watching this, if you could share the post I'm going to put up later on about the team sheet tantrum for tomorrow, really appreciate it, because it'd be great to have a little party atmosphere, because it's going to be a couple of months before we've got another one. So it's the last one of the season. It'd be great to see an awful lot of faces there. So thanks, everybody. And thanks for all you do for the podcast, as always. Thumbs up on this. It would be great. Follow the audio podcast. I know I'm like a broken record saying it, because we will be doing more on there in the off season. Just because it will be easier for some of the things that we've got planned, hopefully, fingers crossed. But as I say, appreciate everything you guys already do for the pod. And tomorrow is a new day, and we'll be back with a team sheet tantrum at 2:50. And until then, stay safe. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa. We'll be right back.
Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.